mercy
be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, the problem is not God, but separation. Sin separates us from our relationship with God. Every kingdom divided against itself will not remain. It will be ruined. Every city or household divided against itself will not stand. In marriages, families, friendship, at office, yes, in schools, as we are, congregations, even our big denominations, get to ethnic groups, and even cities or among nations, there is a weapon that the enemy uses against us. The weapon is no other thing but separation. Why is this separation so serious? The Lord Himself said that a house divided against itself is sure to fall. And so Satan's first act of really getting separation was in the Garden of Eden. Adam was separated from his God. Adam and Eve were separated from each other. And of course, we can see further that Satan later separated the brothers, one from the other, Cain and Abel. Separation is absolutely the opposite of the triune nature of God. The Holy Trinity is a perfect example of that communion, that community. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, one God in three persons. Separation has always been one of Satan's main strategies. Satan will always be seen in divide and conquer. He hates marriages. He hates families. He hates friendship. He hates congregations. And every expression of love, kindness, and servanthood in Jesus' name. Yes, look at this profound picture of separation in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. But the ultimate cure of separation is there. Union. Union in the head. Union in Christ Jesus. Very distinctly, the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 4, the first six verses, encourages us. Walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with you with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and the Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. In that one baptism, we are already clean. Therefore, we are not separated from Christ. Rather, we abide in him. We abide in him as branches, branches which cannot be separated from the vine. When we are in the vine, we bear much fruit. So we cannot be separated from Christ, the vine, for fruit bearing. Rather, we are kept in Christ that we can do the will of Christ. Father, we are not separated from Christ, but we remain in oneness in the Father's family, that Christ may be glorified in us. Brothers and sisters, as we remain in union with Christ through the word and sacraments, we obtain comfort, comfort of love. We continue in fellowship of the Spirit of Christ. We receive affection of mercy. We are in oneness, one with another. Yes, another in faith, faith in Christ. We experience fulfilled joy of salvation, which is far greater than happiness. Yes, we be of like mind with Christ. Is that not great? Indeed, it is great. We are not separated. Rather, we are in union with Christ. Therefore, we can do all good things, not just all things, all good things, through the same Christ who strengthens us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we acknowledge our pride and repent of it. We renounce every sin in our lives that may separate us from you and from others in the faith. Father, work in us the humility of Jesus. Fill us with the fullness of your sweet Holy Spirit to sow restoration by steps of obedience, praise, prayer, patience, endurance, faith, and rejoicing. Amen.